Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lom, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lom and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy Spears' long-awaited coming-out party was held last night and proved to be a social and financial success. However, one little item kept it from being completely perfect. Social leader Lum failed to invite the guest of honor, debutante Grandpappy Spears. As we look in on the little community today, it's the next evening, and we find most of the members of the Golden Era Discussion Club gathered at Abner's house for their weekly meeting. Listen.
Oh, I'm a cranky old Yankee and a cranky old tank.
Wait a minute, Abner. You're supposed to sing Al Torrey.
All right, let's try it again, man.
I'm a cranky old Yankee and a cranky old tank, and I'm heading for a hullabaloo. I'll be riding in my tank through the Tokyo Bank.
Wait a minute, Lom. I believe that's Granny. Now, somebody at the door. Well, come in. Oh, well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy. Sorrowful I'm late, Mr. Abner. Is the meeting started yet?
Oh, no. Grandpap ain't here yet. No, you're on time, Cedric. I thought that was him there.
Oh, good for me. Howdy, Mr. Lom.
That just sat on the sofa there, Cedric.
Well, evening, Cedric.
What, Mr. Ulysses? Was that you were singing? I heard you outside.
No, I wasn't singing, Cedric.
Oh, it's me and Abner.
Yeah.
We're thinking about changing this from the Golden Era Discussion Club to the Golden Voice Singing School.
Yeah, doggy, that ain't a bad idea, you know what, Mom?
That sounded pretty good, huh?
I don't know them words very good. Heard that Harry Kessel singing it down there around the store today, and you can't understand nothing he says when he's singing.
No, he spits all over you whenever he sings.
Yeah, you can't understand the word. Cedric, did you see Grandpap heading over this way?
No, Mom, I seen Mr. Charlie Redfield.
Oh.
He's heading in the other direction, I think. I waved to him.
Uh-huh.
He waved back.
Well, that's good. Reckon how much longer we ought to wait for Grandpap, Ron?
Oh, 5 or 10 minutes. If he ain't come by then, we just start the meeting. He can catch up on any culture he misses out on.
Yeah, sure.
All we done was just wave at one another. Never said nothing. I think that was on account of we used to fur apart. At least a block it was.
Well.
Couldn't have heard nothing if we had have said something. He might have said something to me, and I just didn't hear him.
Uh-huh. I'm proud to hear that, Cedric. Oh, that's interesting news.
We just waved. I waved first, and Mr. Charlie waved second.
Lon, you don't reckon Grandpap's mad at us, do you?
Mad at us?
Yeah, on account of you forgetting the invite him to his own coming-out party last night.
No, he ain't mad about that. He got there for the last end of the party. I think he had a pretty good time.
How come you forgot to invite him, Lon?
Oh, you know how it is, Ulysses. Hostess has so many things on his mind, he can't recollect every little detail.
Yeah, well, see, Lum wanted this party to be a surprise for Grandpap. I dog as it was, too. When I went over to get him last night, he was sound asleep. Didn't want to get up at first. I might not have to drag him all the way over the schoolhouse.
Yeah, well, he was glad he come, though, I think. And I know he was tickled to death over all that Red Cross money for him to turn in.
I heard you raised over $100, Lom.
Yeah, $127.85 it was.
Yeah, cash money.
Oh, from that standpoint, the party was a success. I'll say that for it, even if I did give it myself.
Oh, it was a dandy.
It never got shut of Mr. Grandpap's ambrosia, though.
Amnesia, Cedric.
No, I'd never done that, I'm sorrowful to say.
No.
I thought sure getting all his old friends around him that way would make him recollect who he was, but no luck.
Well, leastways it kept him from going to Toledo.
Was Mr. Grandpap going clean to Toledo?
Oh, yeah. He was going to leave yesterday. Even had a railroad ticket bought, and Lum talked him into getting that canceled.
Yeah, he was around getting Red Cross donations, so I told him if he'd stick around, we'd raise a whole lot of money for him. And we done it, too.
Well, Grandpap's still planning to go to Toledo, though, ain't he, Lum?
Why, I don't think so.
Well, I seen him on the street today, and he talked like he's still aiming to go sometime.
Yeah, I do know. I thought he'd give up the idea.
I don't believe he did.
Now, Granny, we got to do something to get that idea out of his head. You can't let him go traipsing all over the country by himself. Leastways, not in his condition the way he is now.
Why, law me, you know, he'd get lost just sure as a world.
Of course he would.
Yeah.
Well, what does he want to go to Toledo for, anyway?
Oh, he thinks that's his hometown, Cedric, so he wants to go back there and see his folks and his old friends. But, of course, he won't find them, because none of them ever lived there.
Ulysses, you're the brainy feller in this club. Can't you study up some way to keep him from leaving town?
Well, let's see, how long?
Just study on it for a second.
Yeah, okay.
Wish I was going to Toledo.
Dogus, that Grandpap's woman, Aunt Charity, just wore herself half to death if that Grandpap was to leave.
Yeah, poor old soul. She's worried enough as it is.
Oh, just worried, yes, she is.
Grandpap don't even recognize her.
No, no.
She's living over there at Sister Simpson's boarding house and all. I feel awful sorrowful for her.
Yeah.
Sure, they were so devoted. Lived together with one another for 50-odd years.
Why, sure they did. Sure they did. Well, it's enough to kill her. She just went down something wonderful ever since this happened.
Pining away is what
Why,
she's doing.
Why, she is. Bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
How you coming there, Ulysses?
Okay.
Have you got an idea?
No.
Yeah. Keep studying.
Okay, Lum.
The worst part about Grandpap's amnesia is that, well, I can't talk about that.
Huh?
That secret that he had, you know.
The,
Don't say that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Rubber formula.
Sandbag.
Yeah. No, don't mention that.
How about a bear trap?
A bear trap?
Yes, Mom. Just catch Mr. Grandpap in a bear trap, and I'll guarantee he won't get away. I don't think. Pardon.
Well, that might hurt him, though, Cedric.
Yeah, that idea ain't no good.
Aunt Grandpap ain't no bear, no way. Bear traps is for bears.
Well, not all of us ain't.
Huh?
You can catch other stuff in them.
Oh.
I recollect once me and Gomer Bates and Wimpy Foster went out there near old Piney Mountain and set a bear trap. You know what we caught in it?
A wildcat?
No, Bob. Wimpy.
Wimpy?
Yes, Mom.
You mean you caught him in the trap?
Yes, Mom, that's what we done.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what'd you do then, Cedric?
And then we sat out inside Wimpy there and ate some sandwiches, and then we played Mumbly Peg for a while, and then Wimpy took the trap off his foot, and we went home.
Is that all?
Yes, Mom. And then the next year, we went out again and set the bear trap again, and we never caught nothing that time.
Well.
So we went out again the next year, and that time we didn't catch nothing either.
Say, Lon, I believe I got an idea here.
Then we went out again the next year and never caught no bears, and then the next year we went out again.
Be quiet, Cedric. Let me tell my idea.
Let me finish mine first. I'm getting to the interesting part now.
Oh, well, hurry up.
So the next year we went out, and Wimpy said that was getting awful monotony, so he stepped into the bear trap himself.
Hmm.
But it was so rusty, it just broke, so we threw it away, and that's all.
Yeah, that was interesting, Cedric.
Want me to tell it over again?
No, Cedric. Listen, Mom. I know what we can do. We can have Uncle Henry Lunsford arrest Grandpap.
Arrest him?
Why, sure. Just throw him in jail. That'll keep him from going to Toledo.
Of course it would, but that'd hurt his feelings.
Oh.
We're trying to make Grandpap like Pine Ridge. We don't want him to hate it.
Oh.
He'd want to leave more than ever if he'd done a thing like that.
Well, I don't much believe he would, Lum. He likes that jail over there. Or at least ways he used to before he got amnesia. Don't you recollect how he used to spend most of his time down there playing checkers with Uncle Henry?
Yeah, but he don't do that no more since he thinks he's Buster V. Davenport.
Well, maybe he'll get to liking it again. Maybe this'll bring back his memory.
No, I doubt it.
Well, now, it might. They used to sit there in that cell and play all afternoon. And of course, they always played there because there's more comfort than anywhere else. Only difference now would be Grandpap wouldn't go home at night.
No, I don't like that idea, Abner. Somehow it don't seem right having him rested, special when he ain't done nothing.
Well, we can think of something. I'll sign his name on a check, and then we can have him rested for forgery.
No, Abner, no use you and Cedric trying to get ideas when we got a brain feller like Ulysses to do the studying for us. How you doing now, Ulysses?
Okay.
You got a good one studied up yet?
Why, what'd you say, Lum?
I said, have you got a good one studied up?
Oh, well, yes.
Well, good.
And no.
Oh.
Could I have about 2 more minutes to sort of polish it up a little bit, Lum? It's still a little rough, I believe.
Yeah, reckon so. But hurry up, though. Grandpap will be here any second.
Yeah, okay.
Say, I believe I left out one of the years we went out and set the bear trap.
Huh?
Of course, it don't make much difference, because we never caught no bears that year, neither. Just believe I'll leave it out.
Yeah, leave it out, Cedric. Lum, I still think getting him arrested is the best idea we've
had. Hey, Chef Abner, and let Ulysses concentrate.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe I'll just leave that year out. Is that all right with you, Mr. Lum?
Yeah, that's fine, Cedric. Have you got your idea polished up now, Ulysses?
No, it's a little rough yet, I believe, Lum.
Well, you better give it to us that way. We can't wait no longer.
Well, okay.
What is it?
Well, now, this is still in the rough form, you know, Lum.
Yeah, we know that. Just tell us what it is.
Well, it, see, you wanted an idea for a bear trap, wasn't it?
No idea how to keep Grandpap from leaving town.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, okay. Now, my idea, now, it's just rough, of course, now.
Yeah, Lum. I know.
Okay, now, as I see the problem, looking at it from the other direction, And wasn't that your phone, Abner?
Don't stop talking, Ulysses. Abner can get the phone.
And I don't like to bother a man when he's on the telephone, Lum.
Well, he won't mind.
Abner Peabody's residence. Himself doing the talking.
Go ahead, Ulysses.
Oh, yes, Sister Simpson. A message. He did. Oh, my goodness, Lum. He's done it.
Who's done what?
Grandpap. He's already on his way to Toledo. Left town a couple hours ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if I don't have the worst luck.
You? What bad luck have you got?
Why, after all the trouble of studying up that good idea of mine, now can't you?